It's 4-5-29. The Demons, they lead the Doggies 1-2-8 at quarter time here at Optus Stadium. It is the grand final for 2021 out here in the West. And we've got the quarter time sprint as well. So they're off and racing in the middle of the fields. We've got a bit of Liam Ryan action as well. Josh Rotham leading the pace. Ryan trying to track him down. Petrocelli would have been one of the favourites, but Rotham, the defender, takes the win. Did he start 20 metres in front?
No, that has to go to the judges. They didn't know the rules. They were in and out of lanes.
He ran a good bend. What a game of footy, the first quarter. The Melbourne Demons, Lockie, they came out and they just hit the Bulldogs. It started with the first bounce. McRae got absolutely smashed. We saw May hit someone. And once the dust settled, it was the Demons that started to run and carry and find the footy. They had options inside forward 50. They're spreading better from the contest. But the big story for the first quarter was Western Bulldogs, just how much they lack composure. Missing targets coming from their back half, turning the football over. Just got to take the most obvious. Yes, they are a side that wants to run and gun and take the game on, but it's not working for them. So they've got to adjust and they've got to start to get the ball off Melbourne, and they've got to start using it a lot better.
X-Man, clean heat player points update for us, please, at quarter time.
Yeah, a bit of a fantasy action here for you today, Lock,
you
on
like
the big
this,
stage.
Don't you?
Mate, Salem, 48 points. Oliver, 45 points. Petrarca, 35 for the Ds. Over to the Bullies. Daniels had 44. A lot of them are the kick-ins. A bit cheap, those ones.
Yeah.
Dunkley, 33. And Jacko McRae got going with 31 fantasy points.
All over it, Superman. All over it. Beastie, just a couple of leading possession getters. Oliver in particular, I suppose.
Yeah, Oliver, 13 with one clearance. Petrarca, what a quarter for him. 10 disposals, two clearances, four inside 50s, 324 metres gained in the first quarter to go with one goal for him. And Salem was big too. Nine disposals, five inside 50s. 250 metres gained for him. Fitch had the two goals, which equals the best performance in a season. 55 goals for him in the last 15 years for the Ds. And for the Dogs, Daniel with 12, Dunkley with 12 and two clearances. McRae had 10, Bont just four. So look for him to get going this term if the Doggies are a chance on the Triple M Red Zed leading stats.
28 plays nine, starting the second term at Optus Stadium. That's right, the grand final at Optus Stadium in Western Australia. There's the bounce. Getting very high was Gorn, flicked it down. Trelaw's got it, dropped it, has it again. Oliver's got him, and they stumble forward. And it's going to be another ball up.
Max is looking ominous, isn't he? He's getting his hand to everything now.
They wrestle this time. Martin did backhand that one down. McRae got a hand pass to Trelaw. Socket off the ground out of the pack. Taken there by Daniel. Floats a kick down towards half forward. Norton got his hands to it. Follows up. Finds it on the ground. Now favoured by his left side. Close to the boundary line. It's taken by Hunter. Centering ball at the back of the pack there. No, Melbourne with discipline knocked it forwards. They had a couple of crummers at the back. Now Trelaw standing in front of that pack. Grabs the football. It was just knocked in his direction in broken play, but he snapped the goal from about 25 metres out. The former skipper of Collingwood makes an impact on the grand final. 4-5 to 2-2.
Adam Treloar started in the centre bounce. He's been doing the graveyard shift the last few weeks, off half forward, started half forward. This centre bounce, first centre bounce of the second quarter. Treloar got his knees dirty, got the stoppage, and then push forward there. I don't think he's had an outstanding season for the Doggies. He's been up and down, but love seeing him in the midfield here. He's a ball winner, a ball hunter, and he's someone that's going to provide overlap for the Doggies. Important first goal.
Just important you compete inside your forward 50. You just got to make sure that if you don't mark the footy, you don't get outmarked. Yeah. And it was Mitch Hannon out of position, got the ball to ground, which allowed Treloar to be in the right place to finish off.
Doggies got it back to 15. X-Man and Embers for C-Bus Super, delivering consistent long-term returns for members. C-Bus for all of us. We bounce the footy in the middle again. Gorn down to Viney. He was taken high. Onto Belly, thrown into the turf. Wants to play on quickly. Give it to Salem. Through the centre square, he comes. The kick in the direction of Jackson, who's out in front. Takes a really good mark.
Christian Salem off half-back. Is that his sixth inside 50, Beast?
Yes, it is, X.
Yeah, that's with a half-forward. You can get up the ground and chase a kick, but Salem's someone you can't let that happen to.
Just dragging Jackson around a little. Your man, Embers.
Oh, he's going to be a star, this kid. Just love the way that he goes about it. Second-year player. He's run and jumped in. He started really well, Jackson.
Take a really good kick from here. He's about 55 out when he sets sail for home, decides to kick to the top of the goal square, charging at it. Brown, ball comes down towards ground. Treloar put his head over the top of the footy. Somehow it comes out. Cordy had a fumble. Gathered by Viney. He hand-passed into his opponent. Oliver picks it up and misses to the left-hand side. So if there's one negative for the D's, and that was a tough kick, but they've now kicked six behinds.
Oh, you said at quarter time it might have been a negative lock for your mighty D's. Yeah. You're right, they're keeping the door open, only 16 points.
Melbourne by 16 points then, as you say. This one is kicked in by Dale towards the wing. Good mark, English. They need more of that. It's the defensive side of left centre wing. Dogs going to the eastern end now. Well, to play on. Play on's the call. Just backs off the man on the mark. And now he drives a high ball past the wing, but only just. Fisted away by Hibbert. Taken in front, Petrarca. Got a hand pass to Neil Bullen to Oliver. Now Viney storms through midfield. Penetrating kick. Turns the defence around. Just tracking it back down there is Keith. He's got time to clear this one. And he does. Up towards the wing. Langdon in front. Over the top, Dunkley. Did brilliantly. Knocked it down to a teammate. Then got the hand pass back. It was Rourke Smith. Now running on the outer side. Bailey Smith. Rourke goes up from the crowd. Flying in his Norton. Got hands to it. Couldn't take the mark. Hannon leads in the race. Heard the voice. Slaps it across to Hunter. Hunter inside 50 but deep on the boundary. Hooks it back towards the middle. A half chance for the Dogs. Coming through is Petty. Hand passes straight to Treloar. And he's kicked another goal, Treloar. That's his second. And the Dogs suddenly have found the will to compete. 4-6-30, 3-2-20.
Here they go. And he's got to make the most of the opportunities. Melbourne have been dominant. We've spoken about that. 4-6. And they are converting at the moment, the D's. And suddenly, we know this Bulldogs team will continue to take the game on. They've done it all year. And they're getting a contest inside forward 50. And Treloar, he's starting in the midfield. He's pushing forward at the moment. And he's got a couple of goals. And suddenly, Collingwood are thinking, why do we get rid of this bloke?
both of Treloar's goals have come off Lockie Hunter out in space on the wing. He's hooked it across his body to the top of the square, and they've just crumbed. Simple as that. It's not a hard recipe.
So it's back to 10 points. 4-6-30 plays 3-2-20. Thrilling contest so far. Ask your plumber to install the room steady, hot and strong. Max out of the middle. Couldn't get the kick away. Here's Treloar having a purple patch to the Bonds. His kick inside 50. Spearing its way to Norton. 25 out. Two in a row for the Noggies. Inside 20 seconds. What a fight back this is. 4-2-26 plays 4-6-30. Game on. Five gone in the seconds.
Three goals in 5 minutes, and suddenly this game has turned. We've got a contest. Centre bounce clearances are always important. Treloar having an impact. Bontempelli, and suddenly chaos ball inside forward 50. Didn't hit the target in Johannesson, but you got forwards coming up to the footy, and this young kid, Aaron Norton, finally finishes off, and they've kicked three goals in five.
Yeah, three goals from three inside 50s too. This D's defense normally so good in the back line and so firm on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats. They're getting tested now.
That's a fine goal for a big man. The pickup was great. The kick just as good. May desperately throwing himself at the boot. Not in time. Back in the middle. And suddenly Melbourne by less than a goal. Meagre margin of 4 points now. Gorn goes up, taps it down. Liberatore. Hand passes to Bontempelli. And the Bond has a bounce. He storms out of the centre. A second bounce. Probing kick inside the forward 50. Bounces for Norton. He couldn't control it. A chance now behind the pack. A hand pass comes across towards Dunkley. Dunkley wide of the pack at Smith. Smith hit the post. Wow. This is high-pressure football coming from the Dogs. They're not the same team we saw in the first quarter.
They've turned up now, Dan. Short pass, not 15. Rivers to Toll to play on. Now he'll have to kick it long. Decides to have a bit of a run and carry, then wobbles it forward. That was really lucky. Lance on the chest of his teammate in Neil Bullen at left half back and kick it out towards the boundary line to Salem. He can just chip it over the top and measure the pass to Langdon, but he's decided just to hold it up for the moment. The D's under all sorts of pressure. Seven gone, and the Bulldogs have come out firing. Oh. Kick along the lines marked by Jackson. Super grab. So on the wing he stands. Wanted to hand it off to Salem. Decides now to run and kick inside attacking 50. Brown's hovering, and Brown's marking.
And that's the Max Gawn factor. Inside forward 50, and suddenly the defenders of the Bulldogs are going to Max Gawn, which allows Ben Brown to be able to come in the front, take a good contested mark. Luke Jackson on the wing, contested mark again.
So they just need a settler here. The D's, they certainly need this one to go through to settle their nerves just a touch. Brown off that long run for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Can he send it through the big sticks on this occasion? From 35 metres out. He's happy with it. So too the D's fans behind the goals. And that just eases the pressure a touch, although it's still a 9-point ball game. 5-6-36 Melbourne. The Doggies 4-3-27. That's on the Triple M Kennards Hire scoreboard. To Kennards Hire, make your job easy. Knoth, X-Man.
Careful, Locke. Maybe I don't do that, Reed, because I reckon I might let that one slip.
That was exactly what I thought.
Yeah,
I thought, can't give that to X.
No, don't give that to me. Max Gawn, though, just stood there. Easton Wood, outsized on Ben Brown. He tried to sit off him, which you naturally do when you're outsized, but he just ran into the backside of Max Gawn, who was sitting under the drop of the ball. Ben Brown, three disposals, three scoring shots. Could be a big day as we look on the Harvey Norman. It's just that long kick in over the top of the zone that the Bulldogs set up. And Easton Wood just sat off too much, couldn't quite read it.
Good game of footy this now. 9 points the margin. Melbourne on top. We're back in the middle. Jackson has injected a bit of life into the team. They're going well with those big fellows. It comes out wide to Petrarca. Kicks it long. Danger again. Well, actually, I think that the ball was spoilt there by Gawn. He knocked it away from his teammate. That was Brown. High defensive kick. Not outside the 50. Falls in front of the pack. A chance for Brayshaw. Nicely done by the Bulldogs, and they get it out of there. Cordy kicks it short of the wing, though. Spilt mark by a man charging at it. That was Brayshaw. Now the kick goes back inside 50. Off hands. Claimed down there initially by the Bulldogs, and the ball comes out towards the wing. Close to the boundary line. Martin looking for a man too close to the boundary line. Well played by Petrarca there, charging across and able to knock it away from Dunkley and out of bounds.
We'll throw it back in, right half forward for the D's. They lead it by 9 and nearly 10 minutes gone in this second term. We'll throw him back in. Jackson doing the ruck work. Stephen Martin's been good so far. Well done, Brayshaw. Put his body behind it, but it came out the back towards Bailey Smith. Rivers hand pass to Brayshaw, who was under pressure by Liberatore. He continues to keep on running, and he gathers about 3 metres as he just ran with the footy, and Liberatore was holding on to him. We'll throw it up again. Shoved off the footy was Jackson. The hand pass out to a bit of open space. Rivers has got speed, has to get rid of it quickly. He does do well to Brayshaw. The kick to the top of the 50. Oh, terrific grab. Is that Cordy?
Yeah, outstanding.
That was
mark,
a beauty. Came from behind, grabbed hold of it. The hand passes to Daniel on the boundary line. They like to get it in his hands. He kicks it along the line. Jackson needs to fist it down through a couple of players. Attacking it. Oh. He was bumped high. Don't think there was a lot of contact, but in the end, the kick was a beauty from Harms. Oliver still hurt, and Max Gawn has taken the grab inside 50.
You'd want to jump up, Oliver, with all the concussion stuff.
Yes.
Yep. You'd want to get up pretty quick.
Harvey Norman replay. You wouldn't want to do that in a preliminary final. Might be a nervous wait.
Didn't look too bad.
No, he tried to slow a little bit, and he did try and bump him, and he tried to hurt him, but not in a really vicious way.
I don't think it was huge contact. As Maxi Gawn kicked 5 in the prelim. Needs to kick this one. From 45 on the angle. Big Maxi, we're right behind it. Kicks towards goal. And he may have just missed to the right-hand side. Max thought it was through. Oh. He was.
He went to the ear, I think. He went to the ear. I can't hear you, crowd.
Oh, dear. So another behind. 5-7-37 plays 4-3-27 on the Triple M Kennards Hire scoreboard.
That could be contentious later. Daniel's got it to kick it in. So Melbourne coming back after a burst from the Dogs. Kick goes to the outer side. Mark is taken on the outer side by English. Runs on. Slips a hand pass back. Hunter's got it now. Kicks it out towards the wing, and Shackey takes the mark. Man on the mark is on the logo. On the southern side of the ground. Getting a little darker here now. The sky, it's getting that time. And the lights are starting to kick in. Daniel's got the ball across half back. short. Easton Wood takes the mark. Just a step inside the 50 from half back. Goes back to Daniel, who decides to run this time. Punches a kick towards the outer side wing, and a good mark is taken by Shacky. Drifting back, he's about 70 metres from goal, Shacky. A left footer comes in quickly. The man he's looking for is Norton, but a strong mark is taken in front of Norton by Bonampelli. Bonampelli came back into the pack, didn't care who was coming up behind him, friend or foe. That's a terrific grab by the skipper.
Haven't the stars lifted this quarter? Clary's been great, Petrarca's been great, Gorn's been great. Treloar, Bont, it's happening. The stars are loving the occasion. That was a huge mark. We've seen that throughout the season, drifting forward.
Stars are coming out because it's getting darker. Here's Bonampelli. He fitted like a glove there. Bonampelli comes in. Should kick it. Does kick it. The skipper gets a big goal in the context of this game. And this is good stuff now. This is what we expected. The two best sides, I reckon, of the year, fighting it out in Perth. What could be better? 5-7, 37, 5-3, 33.
Been a great response by the Western Bulldogs in this second quarter. And the next mentioned it, their mids are starting to get on top. And Bonampelli, he's the one that was lifted. He was a bit quiet in that first quarter with the four touches. But around the contest at the moment, he's been strong. But what I love is midfielders pushing forward. And that's what Bonampelli did. Wonderful contested mark.
Bont, Treloar, Treloar, all coming from the centre square for the Doggies. Those mids, wonder where the goals are going to come from. Well, the mids know they need to kick a few.
Yeah, the mids are plus five this term for the Doggies after getting smashed in that first quarter on the Triple M Red Z Lending stats.
Red Z Lending loans for the self-employed. It was 21 points, the biggest margin the D's had it during that first quarter. It's back to four now. The Doggies have responded like we thought they would. Petrarca out of the middle, gathered from Oliver to Langdon. On his skates he goes. The kick inside, attacking 50. Brown again attacks it. Daniel did really well. Got the hand pass away. Teammate though, DeRay is under pressure. And will bounce the footy. Fritz held him up. No. High tackle. DeRay will get a free against Fritz.
Showing a bit of composure at the moment, DeRay. He was the one defender in the first quarter that I thought stood up for the Western Bulldogs. He's a Hawthorn Premiership player, and he put his head over the football. It was his turn. He won a really important free kick for his team.
So they're just keeping possession at the moment, the Doggies, in their back half of the ground. Inside defensive 50, this is Dale. He'll kick it out towards the wing. It'll drop, and the mark's been taken by the Bont. Turning it up now.
He's definitely lifted the Bont.
Taking marks, running and carrying. Now bombs it up towards the top of the 50. Lever will come in as the third man. Went the fist. Gorn there to pick up the crumbs to Salem. Lobs a hand pass over the top to Bowie, the youngster. Kicks it tight to the boundary line. Wow, did that go out? Yes, it did. Oliver was there to take the mark, but went over the line and out of bounds. So all of a sudden, things have changed, and it's the Demons' defence under pressure and turning the footy over.
Well, the Dogs aren't doing anything special. They're just slowing it if they need to and taking 50 metres when they want to. Nothing special, not trying to hit the miraculous.
So they'll switch play and come to this broadcast site. Daniel, who's continued to rack him up, now told to play on. Standing on the mark was Fritz. He runs and kicks inside, attacking 50. All players fall over. Hibbert out after it. Got a hand pass away just in time. Sparrow was there. He was caught. DeRay, quick hands. Well played, Dunkley to Smith. Oh, he tried to go from 50. Didn't go his way. Ball is loose now. D's defence under pressure again. May falls to the ground with 30 out, maybe even 25. And we'll pull the footy up again. 5-7, 37, Melbourne. The Dogs, 5-3, 33, 16 and a half gone, Den.
Really on now. English taps it down after that ball up. Liberatore feeds it to the back of the pack. McRae was bowled over. Coming through was Bowie, taken high. It's going to be a free kick to Hunter. And Hunter, well, he's not the longest kick, but he kicks a few goals. He knows where they are. And back he goes.
The Hunter special, wasn't it, Den?
Yep.
The Hunter special. He knew the pressure was coming. Lower yourself. He'll roll around here on the left. And he punches him low with a bit of penetration. Costly free kick.
On his distance here.
So, yeah, I reckon too. A goal here, and the Dogs will be in front. But he comes, kick is on the way. It's got the line. Has it got the carry? It's got the carry. It's got the 6 points. And the Bulldogs have come from nowhere. Still just under 9 minutes to play in this term, and the Bulldogs have stormed back. It's 6-3-39 to Melbourne 5-7-37.
and they're in front. Whatever Luke Beveridge said to the Bulldogs at quarter time, they'll clearly listen. But you're right, that was just a bit of experience there by Hunter. And Bowie just needed to show a little bit more maturity there, understand what Hunter was going to do. Geez, I tell you what, they're hard around the contest at the moment, and they are coming, and they're coming really hard, the Dogs.
Keep your family safe on the roads. Free tyre safety checks at Bob Jane T-Marts. Call 13 26 25 today. Tan?
I kept a close eye on Luke Beveridge at quarter time. He didn't even go to the whiteboard. He just got everyone into a huddle. He just talked to them really, really softly. I don't know what he said, but it's certainly done the trick. Bond just having a rest after inspiring his side in this second quarter.
5-1 in this quarter. 5 goals in 18 minutes. This has been a doggy demolition, and they're a chance to go forward again. Liberatore loses possession of the footy. Viney also, and there's going to be a leg. It'll be Melbourne's way or the other way. Yep, Viney will take the free. Pointed the wrong way, the umpire. And Viney will take the free in the middle of the ground. 2 points they trail by the Demons. They're out by 21 at one stage.
I think he's saying, is it Luke Jackson's free kick? No.
So Viney, just a few discussions. Now we'll kick forward. Inside attacking 50. Petrarca stands, nearly takes the mark. Neil Bullen gathers well. Loose hand pass inside 50. Fritz tried to get it on as quickly as possible. Sparrow. Caught in a tackle. No, now Fritz has taken on the tacklers. Loses possession. Daniel's been terrific. Hand pass not so good. Neil Bullen just throws it forward. Petrarca attacks it. His hand pass to Fritz has a bit of a fumble. 45 metres out. Shrugged off the tackle. Then he passed straight to Liberatore. That was ugly stuff from the D's. Libba's kick outside defensive 50. May come back. Harms gathers. He tries to get it to Salem. Quick hands from both teams, but it was sloppy stuff. 2 points to margin, the Dogs.
How about the half of Caleb Daniel? 20 disposals. He's got 9 now in the quarter and 439 metres gained. Just tearing it up on the Triple M Red Z Linux stats.
Bulldogs lead by 2 points. Boundary throw in. Martin works in front. Pushed out of it by Gorn, who takes clean possession. High torpedo down towards the forward pocket. Mark is missed down there. Not good. DeRay tries to break away. Unfortunately for them, Keats didn't hang on to that one, so there'll be a ball up about 25 metres out directly in front of Melbourne's attacking goal. This game has been a tale of two quarters so far. McRae comes away, got a hand pass from DeRay, kicks it up towards the wing. Being nimble out there and doing well was Gorn, gives the ball across towards Billy. Billy kicks it down towards the pocket, trying to get through the patch. Fargo. He's taken down, and the umpire is going to ball it up.
Taylor DeRay has been rock solid down there. Last inside 50, elder stoppage. That one went back where not many people want to go. An old teammate of mine is playing outstanding.
2 points to margin. The Doggies lead it. They've stormed back into this game in the second term. Bailey Smith caught it. A big tackle by Barney. Ball 50 metres out from Melbourne's goal. Sparrow puts his body on the line. So too Treloar, who's been terrific in this term, will throw it back in. 55 around.
Gotta love Jack Viney.
Yeah.
And McRae, he's going to be that sore tomorrow.
It'll be all right if he has a premiership medal, though, X-Man. As they throw it back into play, 55 out. The tap through the hands of several players. Well played by Smith. Gave it off to Dale. His high kick up towards the wing. Maxie's there, and he's taken the mark. Had 3 or 4 charging at it. And Gorn just playing the safety at the moment as he decides to chip it around a little nervously to Hibbert. Had to go on his right, Hibbert. He found the target in Petty. So they try and switch play to this broadcast site. Bowie's leading for him. Decides that he might have to go further afield. Brayshaw the first target. Then he decided to go to Fritz. Pushed out his opponent. Goes in to try and get it himself, Fritz. Caught in a big tackle. Shrugged it off. Hand passed away. Trying to kick it off the ground was Hunter. McDonald, been a little quiet, gathers the footy, well done. Gets away the hand pass to Rivers on the wing. Draws the defender, gives it to Brayshaw. Now the kick, inside attacking 50. Jackson there, had 2 to beat. Ball rolls over the line and out of bounds. What a terrific second term it's been. 5-7-37 the D's. The Doggies 6-3-39, 22 minutes gone in this second term.
2 points the margin then, boundary throw in. And the night is settling on this ground now. Tossed in, hooked down by Jackson, taken by Spargo, falling to the ground. Gets boot to ball, but misses to the far side. Through for a behind.
interesting one at the moment is the entries in the second term, 12-6 in favour of the D's. So still dominating that, even though the Doggies have been dominating play on the Red Z leading stats.
Six inside 50 entries. Beast, you mentioned it, for 5-1. That's how efficient they've been, Dan.
Yep. As the ball comes outside the defensive 50, Daniel, with a play on the ball and plenty of time, takes most of it. Gives a hand pass across towards a teammate, Keith. His hand pass not so good. They turn it over. Long kick by Neil Bullen. Vacant goal square. Oh, gee. That football landed on the line of the square close to the post. And clearly, barracks for the Bulldogs. It's gone through for a minor score.
Bit lax by the Doggies.
Yes.
Bit lax.
Keith has just had a couple of moments.
Yep.
Got the mark before. And another not a good moment there. He's just got to get a little bit more composed.
Daniel to bring it in. Scores are level. How about this? It's been a terrific game. Both sides have had their moments. Daniel, intelligent kick wide for English. Over the top comes Gorn. He's in the vicinity. You'd have to check your thoughts there, whether you'll kick it because of him or not. They decided to roll the dice that time.
Tan down on the boundary very quickly. Bob Jane, T-Marts.
Bulldogs defender Easton Wood came to the bench holding his right arm, or his wrist. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
Good on you, Tan. Quick hand pass. Daniel, they've got to stop him. He is just racking him up and being really handy with the footy as well. Kick along the line. Big fist from Petty out towards the boundary line. Little bit of a fumble though from Waitman. Brayshaw's been pretty good as well. To Petrarca, to Lever. His hand pass adventurous. May come off though. Oh, Viney went through his legs. Has to go back to try and get it. Oliver throws it out towards Bailey Smith. Gathered by Liberatore. High kick. Running back with the flight. Well done, English. Put his body on the line. The fist was good though. Johannesson, Treloar. Been really good. To Hannon. Will he be caught by Rivers? Yes. Dragged off the footy. Well done by the youngster. Gives it to Bowie. Slipping over as he gets the hand pass away. To Brayshaw. Oh, over his head to Bowie. He was very tricky. Now to Oliver. Tight to the boundary. The D's go. The kick now up towards half forward. Brown there. Can't take the mark. Stephen Martin nearly gathered it. Here goes Cozzy. Gathers the footy. Kicks out into a bit of open space. Fritz will get there first. What can he do? Takes on the tackler. Turns. Kicks. Oh, straight to a Bulldog in Cordy. They've turned it over. This could be costly. Johannesson gathers through the middle of the round. He goes. Comes towards right half forward. May's there in front. Norton nearly took the mark. Play on, sent the umpire to the pod. He misses the target of McRae. Bounces towards the boundary line. Levers there. McRae over the top of him. And it's grand final footy. The pressure immense. Bond says, I'll carry it over the line. And we'll throw the ball into play. Incredible stuff. 39 plays 39, 25 gone.
Oh, great stuff, Lockie.
The Bont.
How good was that?
He's normal.
He missed that handball, and if he had hit it, Treloar would have run into an open goal.
Boundary throw in then. Johannesson's got it. They've got him. Down he goes. Two men tackled him, Oliver and Jackson. Easton Wood still in the hands of the trainers, looking at that wrist. Tossed in the air. Martin, maybe, flicked it over the top. Taken there by Petrarca, kicks it about 15 metres along the ground. Daniel, wonderful game to Liberatore. High ball down towards full forward. Bond and Pelly camped in front. Brayshaw stepped in front though. Won a hard ball, comes to Oliver. Oliver kicks it back towards the wing. Oh, terrific mark, Martin. He's not the tallest ruckman in the world, but he's got a big heart. His fitness levels would be down still. He missed so much football. But here he is on the logo. On the northern side of the ground, hand passes to Daniel, just cruising past in cruise mode. As he kicks inside forward 50, English goes up, and he's taken the mark in front of Petty. And English gets up. He's normally quite a player that doesn't show his emotions, but this time a little annoyed with Petty, dragged into the turf, but it's a grand final. Well, that's fair enough. So English, this is a very important kick. Scores a level. This will test him. I doubt he can get the distance. He tends to get under the ball a little bit with his kicking. Still, he's kicked a lot of handy goals this year. He comes in over the numbers, then goes wide, tries to hook it back, and looking for that extra distance, he kicked into the man on the mark. Well done, Petty. Ball comes across towards Daniel. He's dragged inside his own 50, and it's going to be a ball up.
Good call, Dennis. Just trying to get those extra metres. Just turn it over there.
There goes Embers, Seabus Super, delivering consistent long-term returns for members. Jackson's tap down towards Jackson McRae. Is Treloar been terrific to Daniel. They've got to stop him somehow as the ball goes over the top of Waitman's head. Bowie trying to just force it to the boundary. I mean, Harms, I think, is running.
Yeah, it's not hard. He's the bloke with the bloody helmet on. And he's 3 foot tall.
Stand next to him.
It's like they put time into everyone else and forgot about the little man. 26 disposals
That's
now.
Incredible
537 metres gained in this first half.
Incredible. 10. Norm Smith medal at the moment as the Bont shrugs off the tackle. Just got the hand pass away. Libba, quick hands to Treloar. He hand passes backwards. Jackson McRae shrugs off the tackle. Johannesson kicks to the dangerous spot. Pack will fly. No one can take that grab. Shacky off the ground. And it's through for a minor score. So the D's defence are under all sorts of pressure at the moment. When the ball hits the ground, they are looking shaky. 6-4-40, plays 5-9-39, 27 gone. The Harvey Norman replay, seeing them under all sorts of pressure. Harvey Norman, don't miss a minute of the action of these final series.
So May to bring it in, sends it towards the outer side of the ground, the southern side. Gorn's there, knocking it away from him, English. In goes DeRay, he's over the football and Gorn, and it's going to be a ball up.
Look at Daniel. Look, he's just there by himself. No one has any interest in him. He's kicked in 9 times, but he just gets lost and gets the footy. You've got to locate him now.
Bulldogs lead by a point. In that pack, Petrarca forces his way out with brute force. Kicks it up towards the logo. Lurking behind Brown, fumbled the football. Tried to slap it out. Williams has got it. Hand passes across. DeRay goes to the ground. Kick comes down towards half forward. And it's going to be a push against Gorn. Trying to get access to the football. English propped in front of him. Pushing the back, said the umpire. 6-4, plays 5-9. A point the difference. The Western Bulldogs lead it. And English, who's played a pretty good game, sends this one inside forward 50. Cannon from the side. But Pontempelli outmarks his teammate and everybody else. And the Bont strolls back as if he does this every week. Probably he does.
He's been a player for mine. I know Daniel's found some footy, but I tell you what, in this second quarter, Bontempelli is prepared to push forward as a midfielder. We've seen Treloar do it with a couple of goals early. And now Bont, who was a little bit quiet in that first quarter, who would have thought that the Dogs would be almost up at halftime?
Here he comes. It's a 7-point lead. Goal umpire doesn't move. Bontempelli gets his second. Bulldogs 7-4, 46 now, and Melbourne 5-9-39. It's been a bleak quarter for Melbourne. It's been hectic, but they've been put in second place for the moment.
We spoke about the D's defence potentially looking a bit vulnerable. Bont's kicked two, Treloar's kicked two. I mean, the mids are getting dacked. That's the issue. The Breeze, yeah, it's all well and good working forward to the centre of the Melbourne Demons midfielders and linking up and the fast play. But you've got to now work out that Caleb Daniels got no one near him. He uses it well, and the mids are going forward at a rate of knots.
Beast, what's Bontempelli's stats this quarter?
This quarter he's up to 10 now, and 13 now for the game. And McRae's got going too. He's had 8 and up to 18, so that's another danger man. He's averaging 37 this finals. Ooh. Highest ever equal to in the AFL history.
So 7 points that margin. The Dockies, the 28-point turnaround. Since late in the first term, been impressive. 6 goals this quarter. There's Viney. Puts his head over the footy, gathers it, then loses it in the tackle. Treloar gave it to English. They're getting it out of the middle as well. In the direction of Salem. He couldn't take it. No tackle late as the kick now goes inside attacking 50. May under pressure. Mark, play on? No.
Touched.
Touch play on, said the umpire. Here's Harms, tried to paddle it to his team's advantage. Bowie loses it. Oh, they're all over him. Here's Hunter from 45, kicks towards the goal, but he's missed to the right-hand side. Right on the siren. What a turn from the Doggies. Their fans will stand and cheer them. 6 goals. They smash the D's. And they're 7-5-47. Melbourne 5-9-39. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
That quarter for Kenar Tyre. Do Kenar Tyre make your job easy? Kenno.
For Ream Hot Water, Triple M.